This is the Star's Address, KCBS and KCBS FM, San Francisco.
Burgermeister, Burgermeister, it's so light and golden clear. Burgermeister, Burgermeister, it's a truly fine pale beer.
Yes, truly fine, because Burgermeister is made the long, slow, natural way. San Francisco Brewing Corporation.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
The Bing Crosby Show, brought to you by the General Electric Company, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances. Produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Jimmy Stewart and Joe Venuti. And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the pages of the Saturday Evening Post, we bring you Bing Tells All Crosby.
What do you mean? Are you twitting me because I lost my head and decided to relate some memoirs in the Post?
Oh, no, huh? Not at all. You know, Bing, there is one thing about your life story that puzzles me.
What's that?
Well, the kind of life you say you were leading at the time you worked for Paul Whiteman, how could you remember what happened?
Wait a minute now. That's very simple. Every morning I'd wake up and I'd say, what happened?
Yeah.
And Joe Venuti would tell me.
Oh, I see.
Joe was the class historian.
You know, I've often wondered, too, did you fellas call Whiteman Pops because he was sort of a father to all of you?
Mm-hmm, and also because he was continually opening champagne.
Oh.
Popping the Paul Roget.
Paul Roget. Did Whiteman give you fellas champagne?
Nobody used to let us take the empties back to the bootlegger and get a nickel back on the dollar.
I bet you had fun then.
You said I wouldn't have missed it for the world, but I never want to do it again. But Ken, enough of this ribald reminiscing. We are here to make some music, and we make it to commence here with an old favorite, Jeepers the Creepers. Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, y'all, get up, how'd you get so lit up? Gosh, y'all, get up, how'd you get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, I gotta put my cheaters on. Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those peepers? All those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes?
Jeepers Creepers, where'd you ever get those crazy eyes? Jeepy,
jeepy,
feels
kinda
creepy. Took another look at your beautiful eyes.
Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, I gotta put my cheaters on. Jeepers Creepers, how'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes?
Jeep, 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 jeepers, creepers.
Where'd you get that pair of peepers?
Jeep, 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 jeepers, creepers.
Where'd you ever get those eyes?
Back to the mess.
double, double. It ends toil and trouble.
Oh, a witch complete with pot.
Here please. All I'm trying to say, Bing, is that a speed-cooking General Electric double-oven Constellation range ends the toil and trouble of meal preparation.
Weave your magic spell, Ken. Lad, bewitch us with the wonders of the Constellation's great double-oven.
Friends, GE's Constellation range has two great ovens, both separate from one another, each independent of the other. So both bake, both roast, both broil. This means that Madam Housewife can bake and roast at the same time.
A lively bit of legerdemain if I've ever heard of one. And Ken, I understand this great Constellation range sports a GE oven timer that practically cooks the meal for
you. Oh, so true, Bing. And up on the surface of this great range, Madam will find GE's famous Calrod cooking units. One of them's even a special extra high-speed unit. Prove the fastest home electric unit.
Magnifico. And now the coup de grace, GE's push buttons.
Mm-hmm. People, through General Electric's push button controls, you get the exact heat you want on any surface unit just by pushing a button.
Ah, Ken, you are a Merlin among men. My friends, hie yourself down to your GE dealers and let him show you this speed cooking marvel, this sorcerer's delight. A General Electric two-oven Constellation range costs you only about $4.05 a week after a small down payment. A new waltz ballad, which has been recorded with signal success by Miss Teresa Brewer. Little Miss Brewer has appeared on our program many times and always with signal success.
Till I waltz again with you, let no other hold your charms. If my dreams should all come true, you'll be waiting for my arms. Till I kiss you once again, keep my love locked in your heart. Darling, I'll return and then we will never have to part. Though it may break your heart and mine the minute when it's time to go, remember, dear, each word divine that meant I love you so. Till I waltz again with you, just the way we are tonight, I will keep my promise true, for you are my guiding light. Mine, the minute when it's time to go, remember, dear, each word divine that meant I love you so. Till I waltz again with you, just the way we are tonight, I will keep my promise true, for you are
present an old friend of mine from way back in the Paul Whiteman days, the eminent violinist and historian, Joe Venuti.
Is this the place?
This is the place, Joe. What are you going to play for us tonight, Joe?
A selection titled Tea for Two.
Tea for Two.
With lemon.
How many lumps do you want, Joe?
No rough stuff, please.
I'm sorry. I'd like to present an always welcome visitor to this program, the two-fisted shy guy who can currently be seen in popcorn palaces around the nation in the Technicolor picture, The Naked Spur, Mr. Jimmy Stewart.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jimmy.
Say, Bing, I was reading your life story in the Saturday Evening Post coming down here on the bus, and it sure has suspense.
Suspense? What do you mean?
Well, I was reading it over a fella's shoulder, and he got off at Pomona.
That's a bad break, Jim. Now, let me ask you something. What are you doing in Palm Springs, and why did you come down on the bus?
Well, a couple of months ago, I was guest on Jack Benny's TV program, and he promised me a week in Palm Springs, all what? Expenses paid.
Wow. But your wife, Gloria, was on the show, and she was very good, too.
Yeah, yeah. She...
Well, what about her?
I couldn't make a deal for her.
But Jack came up with a bus ticket for you, huh?
Yeah, he finally did. At first, he wanted to ship me down here on a truckload of tennis balls for the racket club.
Are you stopping at the racket club, Jimmy?
No.
Where are you?
No, I'm at the El Mirador.
The El Mirador? Jack Benny is paying for a room at the El Mirador? That's very deluxe.
No, Bing. I'm not staying at the El Mirador Hotel here in Palm Springs. I'm staying down the road a piece at the El Mirador Enchilada Parlor. And cabins.
And cabins. Well, you're still... However, you're still in the Spanish motif, but I can't... I don't think I can place. I don't remember the El Mirador Enchilada Parlor and Cabins. Where's this?
Well, perhaps you know this motel by its former name. It used to be called La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha?
Yes, but they changed the name because it was all too true.
Well, that's strange. I just can't seem to recall that joint, that place.
Oh, no, you must have passed a million times, Ben. Your red and yellow cabins about a mile the other side of Cathedral City.
Oh, yeah, I know that spot. The house detective rides around on a burro.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it's really not such a bad place, Bing. The beds are quite comfortable, and they serve a lovely continental breakfast.
Continental breakfast, huh?
Yeah. They give you a chilled cactus juice, a hot tamale, a big scoop of fried beans, and then you have a choice of coffee, tea, milk, or Alka-Seltzer.
Well, what do you recommend?
You take the Alka-Seltzer, or you won't live till lunch. I sort of switched to a room with a wall bed.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so I can hide when the maid brings in the breakfast. She never looks for me in there.
Why to go to all that trouble? Why don't you just hide in the bathroom?
Hey. Well, to go to the bathroom, I'd have to put on my robe and my slippers and walk across the highway.
Across the highway?
Yes, you see, the bathroom is over in the annex. The Mobile gas station.
Oh, yeah, you know, I've often seen people running out of the El Mirador cabins and across the highway in their bathrobes, but I always thought it was a fire drill.
Well, sometimes it's one thing, sometimes it's another.
Hey, Jim. Now, tell me, what really is the purpose of these delightful visits? You usually have something on your mind when you come to call.
Well, Bing, I have a problem.
Well, my advice to you is move to another hotel.
No, Bing, it's not that. Now, you see, for some time now, I've been thinking of buying Gloria a General Electric automatic washer.
Well, good boy, but why should that be a problem?
Well, I thought maybe you might go to the store with me and help me buy it. Kind of squeamish about that, eh?
Oh, but why?
Well, a washing machine is kind of an intimate, personal.
Well, I guess so, if you say so.
Would you go with me, Ben?
We'll go right now. I'll grab my hat. I'll take you over to the GE dealer right here on the main drag.
Well, can you leave now, right in the middle of the program, I guess?
I can if it's company business.
Oh, yeah.
We may even drop in at the drugstore and have a malted milk. I'll put it on my expense account.
Gosh, you sure know how to live.
Oh, I'm a flash out there. Well, come on, Jim. Let's go get that automatic washer.
Okay.
Isn't this a beautiful little town, Jimmy?
Oh, it sure is.
Say, Bud.
Yeah, what's the matter?
I got something here you might be interested in. I got just two boxes left.
Say, these look like the real thing.
They're the McCoy, Bud. Only $1.25 a box.
I'll take both of them.
Oh, boy, what a sport. So long.
So long. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, Bing.
Boy, this is our lucky day. That guy just let me have two boxes. These are real tough to get in Palm Springs.
Yeah?
Here's yours, Jim.
Gee, thanks. Well, what do you know? Dates.
Yes, sir, dates. Well, here we are, the GE store's right. Let's come on in, Jim.
Okay.
Nice little store, isn't it, Jimmy?
Sure is. I wonder where the clerk is.
Right there behind that counter. There's a girl right over there.
Oh. Yeah. You'd think, you know, selling automatic washers, things like that, you'd think you'd have a man clerk for men.
This girl's probably very broad-minded about these things.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
If you would, please.
Say, you know, these are darn good. Would you like a date, miss?
Oh, sure, but I have to go home and change first.
Now, wait. We'd like to see a General Electric automatic washer.
Oh, fine. Step right over here. Now, here's the GE automatic washer right here.
Isn't that a beauty, Jim?
Yeah. Gee whiz. Well, that thing's pretty enough to put in the living room.
It sure is. You know what would really set that off, Jim? A Toby jug, maybe, on top of... Maybe a Spanish shawl draped over one corner. Wouldn't that be nice?
You know, they're having a big sale on Spanish shawls in the gift shop in my motel. There's a sale of shawls and tortillas.
Well, if we can drop interior decorating for a moment, I'd like to say that this General Electric automatic washer gives you the whitest, brightest wash in the world. And it does the whole job completely automatically.
You mean you don't have to bend over this machine and scrub the clothes out by hand, huh?
Where you been, boy? While the clothes are being washed in this machine, you can drape the Spanish shawl around you and you dance the fandango.
The fandango?
Yeah.
I don't believe I'm acquainted with that dance.
Well... I'll tell you what I'm going to do, boy. If you buy this washer, we'll throw in 12 lessons at Arthur Murray's.
Say, you're quite a salesman.
I'm with the company, kiddo. Tell my pal here about GE Activator Action, will you?
Well, Activator Action launders clothes gently, piece by piece, individually. Just the way a fine hand laundress would.
Think of that.
And the GE soaks and cleanses, flexes and rinses, deep rinses each garment. And get this, Jim, in a GE, the clothes are constantly submerged in detergent water. They're flood washed and they're flood rinsed.
And the clothes never come out matted or tangled.
Well, that's a good point, because there's nothing more uncomfortable than tangled laundry.
Ain't it awful? This new GE isn't like the... This new GE isn't like the tumbler-type washers that just dunk your clothes and then wads them up in a ball.
And a General Electric never drains dirty water back through the freshly laundered clothes.
How come?
I guess we better tell him, huh? You see, Jim, when the GE wash basket spins, it spins so fast that the dirty, soapy water is literally lifted out, wafted away, up and over the top. You just can't help getting the cleanest laundry you ever saw.
And remember, after washing, a General Electric automatic washer spins your clothes so dry that you can start ironing some pieces immediately, right out of the washer.
And the cost? Only about $3.90 a week after a small down payment.
This is the brand new General Electric automatic washer for 1953. It's built on the solid bedrock of GE dependability.
Well, that's the machine for me.
This is the machine for everybody.
Now, your name, please?
Just a moment, miss. I know this is the machine I want, but would you mind demonstrating it for me?
What, do you want a floor show or something? Take the machine.
I want a demonstration.
Oh, well, it would be a pleasure.
I mean with laundry in it.
Laundry yet?
Yeah.
Yet?
Yeah, you don't happen to have some laundry on you, do you, miss?
Yes, and I'm going to keep it on.
There goes my Adam's apple again. Every time I get nervous, it flips.
Now, pull yourself together, Jim.
I told you this was going to be embarrassing.
Come on,
Bing.
Come on, Jimmy. Pay the lady. Let's go.
No. I want a demonstration on you. Bang.
No, Jim. I'd be glad to toss in my socks, but it so happens I'm not wearing any.
Oh, gosh.
This is Palm Springs. You'd be surprised at the things people don't wear down here.
Are you?
Now, listen, Jim, if you want to see how this automatic washer works, throw your own laundry in.
Well, that seems fair. Yep, that's fair and square. Well, where'll I take my clothes off?
Just step right in there in that little dressing room.
Okay.
I'll be doggone. How come you have that dressing room here, miss?
Well, the boss always said that someday some lunatic would come in here and want to do his laundry.
Well, he's here. Come on now, Jim. Hurry it up. Here, I'll pull the curtain back for you.
All right, thanks. Here, hold my date.
I got him. Now get in there. Come on. Yeah, I hope you'll forgive my buddy, miss. He's not really off his rocker or anything. He just acts this way.
Oh, it's all in a day's work. We had an Eskimo come in here one day, and he left a chunk of blubber in a GE food freezer.
Now, what was an Eskimo doing here in all this heat in Palm Springs?
I don't know, but he muttered something about harpooning his travel agent.
Certainly wouldn't blame him. Hey, Jim, you got your clothes off?
Yep.
Now, come on, hurry it up.
No, don't rush me. I'm making out my laundry list.
Well, you can... Oh, you can trust us. Now, hand me those duds.
No, wait till I get my pants and sweater on.
He's in this office. I want to watch this around.
Here. Well, here I am. Here's my laundry.
Well, now I'll just toss these things in here. We'll have the demonstration.
Now, pay attention to this, Jim, will you?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's closing time. We'll have to have the demonstration tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, come on. Now, grab your laundry, Jim. Let's hit the trail out of here.
Okay, give me my date. So, see you tomorrow, miss.
It's a date.
Boy, are you in for a thrill, Jimmy. Wait till you see that General Electric automatic washer tomorrow.
Yeah.
You?
Pardon me.
What's the matter? You still nervous?
No, that must have been the continental breakfast.
A few years ago, I made a recording with an Irish color to it. And it seems to me to be appropriate now, as St. Patrick's Day is only 5 days away. This was written by Mr. Preston Foster, eminent actor of the films. You're acquainted with him, I'm sure.
Good.
And Perry Bodkin, our guitar player, wrote the melody. It's called To Shillelagh O'Sullivan. This is Irish with sort of a Western decor. John O'Scott, are you ready? Ah, he was a mighty man. Listen to what I'm telling you now. A mighty, mighty man. There's many a man that rode a horse across the western plain. There's never been one like the Irishman. O'Sullivan was his name. He never packed a shooting iron. The need he never felt. With two shillelaghs always there, hanging on his belt.
Oh, yippee-ki-yay,
yippee-ki-yo. Oh, begotter and yippee-ki-yo. To Shillelagh O'Sullivan, he'll give any man a go. Oh, the shillelagh. Of course, you know what we call it, don't you? The Tipperary rifle. You never have to reload it. This bronco-busting Irishman from the side of Erin's Isle was after living peaceful like he always wore a smile. But when the smile was leaving him, in a fight he'd come unwound. Bad cess to any crossing him, and they'd wind up on the ground.
Oh, yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo.
Big daughter and yippee-ki-yo.
To Shillelagh O'Sullivan, he'd give any man a go.
Why, he was so strong, O'Sullivan, he could put his right hand in his own left hip pocket and he could hold himself out at arm's length.
No man can do that.
It's O'Sullivan I'm talking about.
Oh, well, he could.
Now go on back and sit down. Across the range from morn till night, he rode for days and days, a-fixing fences here and there and a-picking up the strays. A cattle spread he really built, as big as Ireland, where he could range a million head and a shamrock be his brand.
Oh, yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo.
Oh, big order and yippee-ki-yay.
To Shillelagh O'Sullivan, he'd give any man a bend
of his lip and the back of his hand and the toe of his shoe to boot.
Oh, to Shillelagh O'Sullivan.
Now, if you're ever riding through the sagebrush wilderness and you suddenly come upon acres and acres of shamrock sprinkled with stardust, well, you'll be after knowing that you've just arrived at the O'Sullivan spread, known as the Lazy Leprechaun. Stop in, won't you? Have a cup of tea. Tequila, that is. That represents our closer for tonight, and thanks to Jimmy Stewart and to Joe Venuti for guesting with us. Hope to see you next week, same time, same place, when our guest will be Dinah Shore and also Mr. Venuti. Incidentally, Joe and his orchestra are appearing nightly at the Howard Manor here in Palm Springs. Friends, remember that General Electric dependability. You can't see it, but it's there in every single GE appliance you buy. You can put your confidence in General Electric. Good night, And thanks very much.
The Bing Crosby Show for General Electric was produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Dinah Shore and Joe Venuti.
This is the CBS Radio Network. This is...